This is Steve from God's Daily Word Ministries with today's message titled, How to Guard His Deposit. In the message, Guard the Good Deposit, we saw the importance of protecting what God places on our heart. He often gives us moments of divine intimacy as a taste of the life He desires for us, a life of continual passion for God, a life where all our thoughts, words, and deeds become an act of worship. As these moments fade, we either take definite steps to follow God's call, or we allow our heart to slowly drift away. The nature of this world is to pull us from what God desires and cause us to forget He has even called. So how do we really guard what God has given and truly accept His invitation to draw near? Deuteronomy 11, verses 17 through 20. Fix these words of mine in your hearts and minds. Tie them as symbols on your hands and bind them on your foreheads. Teach them to your children, talking about them when you sit at home and when you walk along the road, when you lie down and when you get up. Write them on the door frames of your houses and on your gate. When God called the children of Israel, He knew they would face the same difficulties we face today. Be careful or you will be enticed to turn away and worship other gods and bow down to them. Deuteronomy 11, verse 16. He said the values of the world must never distract from our primary duty to love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength. Deuteronomy 6, verse 5. God told His chosen people that the best way to remain near to Him was to remain near to His Word through disciplined reading, teaching, discussing, and applying. When our lives are completely immersed in His Word, the enticements of the world lose their power and no longer pull us from God's path. But His desire was never for us to stop with outward disciplines. While disciplines are somewhat useful in themselves, the desired end is always for His Word to be written on our heart and for our thoughts to remain with Him all through our day. Only as He is allowed to truly live through us will our lives become a complete sacrifice of worship. If this is a life we desire, then we must begin with a disciplined approach to God's Word. We must become immersed in His Word such that His truth becomes a part of every portion of our day. God will soon reward us with a more intimate relationship as His Word becomes written on our heart and our thoughts turn more toward Christ. The world will still try to pull us away, but it will no longer succeed, for we will be walking in His presence and will have learned how to guard His deposit. This is Steve from God's Daily Word Ministries. Let's have a Christ-centered day.